Immigration reform has taken a congressional backseat in the past month. It's been overshadowed by the government shutdown and the crisis in Syria. Now that the government is open for business again, a 600-person strong coalition of conservative business leaders is lobbying hard to bring immigration legislation to the House floor. The Senate already passed a comprehensive immigration bill, but House Republicans remain divided about the current proposals. Andrea Seabrook covers Washington politics on her blog and podcast, Decode DC, and she joins me now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
So the Senate passed a big bill. How much pressure right now is on the House to get something passed?
Well, let's be more specific. There is enormous pressure on the House Republicans. The Democrats at this point in the House of Representatives are eager to pass almost anything that came out of the House Judiciary Committee, because if they can get anything passed, then that clears the way for senators who passed that big comprehensive bill you were talking about to meet behind closed doors or out in the open or any way with House negotiators and try and come up with something that could actually go through both chambers. So it's really the Republican Party once again showing the fissures that exist in it within the House majority that is getting the pressure.
Hmm. Some House members have talked about smaller bills, and then I've read that some House members say it's not politically expedient for them to take up immigration at all. Which one has more members on its side?
Well, at this point, it's a little all over the place. When you hear anyone say in the Republican majority that they would pass almost anything, then even one of those small bills, even one that would only do border security, they are saying, essentially, I agree that we should go to that conference committee and try and work out something with the Senate. And you hear any of those House Republicans say, let's wait until after the midterms, they are saying, no, let's not do it. So there's a lot of code going on right now. And really, the thing that is putting the most pressure on these people is that you were talking about 600 business leaders. It's not just business leaders coming to Washington to lobby on behalf of immigration reform. It's social conservatives, religious leaders, farmers, really people who are seriously in the base of the Republican Party, and they are coming to say, we can't not do anything anymore.
Andrea, among those 600 or so people who are coming to lobby House Republicans, do they have one pressing immigration issue above all others that they want to see passed?
Well, the most contentious of all, and that is the path to citizenship. It's probably the thing that is that really this whole thing pivots on within the Republican Party. If there were a standalone bill that just said, okay, let's even double again the number of boots on the ground at the border, you could probably pass that. But really, all this hinges on who is able to work in this country, what they have to do to go from being a quote-unquote illegal or an undocumented immigrant to being of some legal status and then eventually to citizenship. And that is the thing that they are all working on. And it affects business leaders most especially, and they are very strong and important in the Republican Party, because there is almost no business in the United States that doesn't in some way rely on the labor of undocumented immigrants here in the United States.
So if you are a betting woman, if you were a betting woman, perhaps you are, I don't really know, would you bet that they're not going to take this up until after midterm elections?
Well, you know, it's all a gamble for them, for Republicans particularly, on what the pivotal issues for the 2016 election and the 2014 midterms will be. Believe it or not, this is one of those things where they stare down the next 18 months and they say, okay, in my district back home, am I likely to get beaten up for having done something or beaten up for not having done something? And beyond checking their own conscience on immigration reform, that is what they are looking at. Am I going to get challenged from the right because I allowed people in, so they would say, or challenged from the left because I didn't?
All right, very briefly, we just have a few seconds. Is there an expiration date for the comprehensive Senate measure?
Yes, it's the end of this term. So by the end of next year, 2014, it will go away. It would have to be passed again in the new Congress.
Andrea Seabrook of Decode DC, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, as always.
This is The Record.